The DOJ is reviving what's called the Equitable Sharing Program. It allows local police to seize money and other property from people they suspect of felonies. With a judge's approval, the proceeds can be split between local and federal law enforcement agencies. The federal program also overrides state bans on civil asset forfeiture. Northeast Florida Republican Congressman and former Jacksonville Sheriff John Rutherford agrees with the change as an important crime-fighting tool.
All we do is seize it. We don't give it to ourselves. There is a due process through the courts. A judge actually gives those forfeited proceeds to the sheriff's office.
However, Rutherford supported limiting the state program of forfeiture in 2015 when Fernandina Beach Republican Senator Aaron Bean sponsored a law mandating suspects be charged with crimes before most assets could be seized. The law passed last year also requires convictions for law enforcement to be able to keep seizures. Larry Hannon with the Harvard Fair Punishment Project says civil forfeiture has garnered bipartisan scorn because it's seen as violating due process.
Someone has the presumption of innocence in a court of law until they're convicted. Every person who goes before a judge and a jury is innocent when the trial starts. And the challenge with this is that if you seize their property before you prove they're guilty, you have a, you know, when suddenly they're guilty until proven innocent.
Hannon says a number of federal court cases are challenging the practice and could soon wind up at the Supreme Court. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.